Hey there, we're Jason and Tony. This here is our podcast. We call it
In Case You Missed It.
Well, in case you missed it, we talked about some new musicals that might be coming around. This is exciting for those of you who like musicals, I guess. You can probably tell if you listen to me and Tony a while. We're not your normal musical kind of guys.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Not that there's bad, just not into it.
Too much singing.
So last year, ABC did a live musical, The Little Mermaid Live, which was odd because there wasn't a drop of water.
Yeah.
And I didn't know how the mermaids were going to survive.
They
anyway,
need water.
It was the most watched made-for-TV musical in the last 4 years. So
Wow. This
fall, they're doing another one, and it's going to be Young Frankenstein.
The musical?
Young Frankenstein, the musical. And it's going to be on sometime this fall. I don't know how. I don't know if that'll do any good or not.
That's another movie you don't really, as far as a musical.
Yeah, it wouldn't be one I would have thought of.
Step out of the box.
Yeah.
Give us Top Gun, the musical.
I feel the need for speed.
Yeah.
Playing volleyball with no shirts on.
No shirts on.
Yeah.
How about Roadhouse, the musical? Someone has to clean up the
double deuce. The double deuce, yeah.
Fighting like Rambo, the musical. Huh? Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh, my gosh.
The musical.
Man, the chainsaw playing would be great.
Yeah, boom.
Back in the day, there was a band called Jackal, and the guy played.
Jackal could do the soundtrack.
Yeah. Not that anybody even remembers who Jackal is except for us. But
no, okay, we'll do something more trendy. Do 50 Shades of Grey, the musical. So, all the ice.
You're hurting me. I like it.
The ice would all melt, wouldn't it?
Magic Mike.
Yeah. It's already a musical.
Tony, Jailbird Love.
Aww.
Ain't it cute?
Yes, it is.
This is sweet, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Sweet.
It happened in Lancaster, Kentucky.
Lancaster.
A guy got arrested there. He wanted to go to jail because his girlfriend was in jail. His name is Raymond, and he called the cops Saturday, said his laptop had been stolen.
Uh-oh.
So a police officer gets to his house, and there's Raymond, drunker and Cooter Brown. And he's asking, hey, could you put me in jail for several months so I can be with my girlfriend who's serving 5 months?
How sweet is that?
Well, the police officer's like, no, man, I'm not going to do that. So then Raymond decided he's going to push the police officer. And the police officer was like,
buddy,
settle down. I ain't taking you to jail. Well, that didn't work. So then Raymond pulled out a bunch of drug paraphernalia with meth and heroin.
Then did that help?
That did the trick.
Look,
he is for sure in jail, man.
Reunited, and it feels so good.
Well, if you think about it, 5 weeks, he probably just wanted to be with her for Valentine's Day.
Yeah,
and what a better gift than the gift of going to jail with her.
I can look at her one day and say, baby, do you know what I did to be with you? Do you know how bad that taser burnt?
Yeah.
Look at these marks.
Some guys go to Jared. Some guys go to jail. I mean, and here's where Tony talked about kissing a man with a beard.
No, you all will notice there's a theme of love in the air this morning.
And didn't start off that way. Just kind of turned into that, huh?
Here's keeping the theme going. A survey says that men feel more confident with facial hair.
Really?
Yes. Asked 2,000 females beard questions.
Hey, lady, can I ask you a couple beard questions? Come over here.
No, it was crazy. 63% of female respondents believe that a beard makes a man more attractive.
You're kidding me.
No. And 75% males felt more confident with facial hair than without.
No way.
So here's what I want to ask, I guess.
Okay.
I've never kissed anyone and had to navigate facial hair. Look, because that's what it's all, really, kissing and stuff. But I'm assuming, I'm wondering if it's like this, ladies, or like kissing a man with facial hair. Is it like brushing your teeth with an old bristle toothbrush? Or remember the things that Grandpa used to put the leather on and shaving cream with? Like, is it like kissing that without the shaving cream on it?
I don't know. I've also never had to navigate facial hair.
There's a study there.
Officer Smith Wesson was here cracking down. Hello, I'm Captain Colonel Gunnery Master Staff Sergeant Special Forces Green Beret and Betty White Yoga Instructor Smith Wesson with this reminder. We're cracking down on car wash cattle trailer cleaners.
I didn't mean to cause any trouble. I sprayed the dookie out and didn't know that I'd clogged the drain like that.
You didn't know that cow manure shouldn't go down a water drain?
Well, there is not a sign that says it.
There's not a sign telling you not to drink gasoline! Some people just automatically figured it out!
You know, there should be, though. You never know when some idiot might do that.
Cow manure isn't any better, Einstein. A car wash is for people to wash their vehicles. It's not a place for body waste, animal or human.
All I can say is that I'm sorry. I wish there was a way that I could somehow put that dookie back in my trailer. My ex always said I was a narcissist and I only thought of myself.
Sir, it's...
My parents never got along. My daddy never wanted to throw anything but beer cans, never a football.
Sir, you can stop!
And then later, I ended up experimenting with...
Sir, we get it! Car wash drains are made for vehicle cleaning. I don't care what kind of daddy issues you have. And you can bet your dookie water, I'm cracking down!
Brought to you by... PADWWD, People Against Drinking Water with Dookie in it.
Here's today's word of the day.
It's about relationships.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Mind game textification. Mind game textification is when a man sends a woman a message and you can tell by the little bubble thingy that she's read it. And then 6.5 hours later, she replies to it. And even then, doesn't answer the question. Mind game textification.
That's Tony's word of the day.
This is the best country lyric that's never been written.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
Will you be my pudding pie, my snuggle butterfly, apple of my eye? I'm a nice guy, and if you say no, I'll cry.
That was the best country music lyrics
I might die
never written from Jason and Tony.
And as always, we'll leave you with today's Real Good. We've had stories about people donating their kidneys and stuff like that, and that's all great, but never to anyone this high profile.
Okay.
Guy in Pittsburgh named Michael Kimkos is recovering and doing well after donating one of his kidneys to Santa Claus.
Santa Claus?
Yeah. Back in the mid-70s, he was a frat brother at Clarion University in Pittsburgh, and one of his frat brothers is named Ott Corals. Solid name, Ott. Ott now works as a professional Santa Claus around the holidays, and he's a quality Santa, too. Real beard, the whole bit.
Wow, cool, Ott.
Yeah. They lost touch after college, but recently connected on Facebook, and Ott mentioned that he was looking for a kidney, and he was on dialysis 4 hours a day, three days a week at that point.
A poor dude.
So Michael went and got tested to see if he could donate, and sure enough, he could. They were a match, so he called him up and was like, hey, man, I'm a match. I want to donate my kidney.
Wow.
Well, the surgery happened last Tuesday. They're both doing great. Ott says they may have been frat brothers 46 years ago, but he feels he's gained an actual brother after this.
You know,
man, that is too cool, man.
Blood brothers for sure.
Way to go, Michael Kimkos. You are real good. That does it for today's podcast. Thank you all for listening. Be sure to share and subscribe if you would. That'd be super cool.
Yeah.
We're Jason and Tony, and this has been our podcast, In Case You Missed It.
Yeah, what he said.